NSABP B32 was one of our largest randomized trials to look at clinically node-negative women and have them be randomized either to receive a sentinel node biopsy with an axillary dissection or a sentinel node biopsy alone. You know, if that sentinel node biopsy alone and that alone group was negative, the patients were observed. If it was positive, they went on to an axillary dissection. In that node negative or the sentinel node negative group, roughly almost about 4,000 women, those patients will have their sentinel nodes looked at by IHC analysis in a blinded fashion, which is ongoing and probably about two-thirds of the way through having that analyzed by Dave Craig and his group at the University of Vermont. And Dave is the protocol chair for that trial. The trial accrued 5,611 patients in a little less than 5 years, something that was not thought to be possible at the time, which we were very fortunate to have those patients work with us, the women and the surgeons. Where do we stand now? Well, obviously, we're close to accrual. The data has pretty well been tidied up. And the first technical report came out in San Antonio 2004, where we reported the identification rate was about 97%. The positive sentinel node rate was 26%, and that was in both groups. The false negative rate was 9.8%. And we had a very good overall predictive value in both the positive and negative perspective for that.
That false negative rate attracted a lot of attention, and I'm sure you got a lot of questions about it. Can you put that in clinical perspective?
This trial was done under a broad group of surgeons in the United States, and over 232 surgeons participated. We had 80 sites, and so we're looking at sites that had high volumes of activity for breast cancer patients and medium volume levels of activity. And I think what you're seeing is what in reality the false negative rate really is with this, which actually falls into the realm of what a standard old axillary dissection would give you, roughly around an 8 to 10% false negative rate. And this is not very different from other large registry groups. If you look at some of the data from the University of Louisville in their overall analysis, they had about an 8% false negative rate. And even in some of the early work that came out of Milan, the false negative rate was also hovering around 8% initially as well. So that doesn't bother me in that sense because, again, it's a broad group of individuals. We did look at whether the false negative rate was affected by the surgeon's experience and if the node identification rate was affected by the surgeon's experience, and found that the sentinel node identification rate was statistically affected by the surgeon's experience, but the false negative rate was not. And that was an interesting finding. So I think it's what happens when you apply this type of technique across a very broad category of patients, and you're not super selecting patients. And sometimes that happens in the smaller trials where you're only looking at patients that have 1 centimeter or 2 centimeter cancers. This was open to patients that were, you know, over 3 centimeters in size for their tumors. And you're looking at all age groups as well. The false negative rate wasn't affected by age.